one of them is kind of, oh, Mr. You'll never see cheap stuff. People are flying in the air, you know. They had a lot of those airplanes in that war, the back then. And he said, you'll never see cheap things. But first thing you know, they went out of it.
I was changing the tape there, and I didn't hear what the man who had the store warned the young fellow.
Yeah.
What did he say?
Said, you better be getting shut up while you can.
I see.
And, you know, you won't see no more high 16-cent haul. And
he was right, too.
And he was right.
Then prices went up toward the end of the 20s, right?
Yeah.
But then they went back down again. Well, you had a lot of hard work and a lot of grief.
I tell you, there wasn't nothing easy. But we didn't know nothing else.
So, couldn't complain. I'd like to, I've got some more questions. We were talking about your farm there. When you left that farm that you bought, when you lost it, where did you go?
I went to my mother's place. And she moved to, she had a daughter in Union City. And she moved there.
How many acres did you have then?
Had 144 down there. And my mother had 230 acres. And she was, well, I was tending to it for, I had two brothers older than I was. And one of them died before the war. Left two children. And the other one, he tried to buy the whole county. And my father was out of debt. Had 230 acres. Good land. Level here. And, but Hugh, the older boy, as I say, he tried to buy the county. All adjoined him. And wasn't no time till he was dreamers, us. And I got so, every time I sell anything, well, I try to hide it from Hugh. He'd want a bar. And we got to forging our names, mine, my father's. I didn't have anything at all. They cleaned me. And I was in a hard way. But I managed. I think I've got in an old trunk out there where I gave him between $6,000 and $7,000. His signature on it, on the check. And he just kept on, though. And finally, it reacted, and he left his family in good shape.